G'day everyone, welcome to Goat King Writers Club. I'm Nathan Hull and I'm here with...
Sean Conway.
Yeah.
And we got a new maid here as well.
Oh, we do, Kev.
Yeah, old mate Kev, it came in the mail the other day.
Kev the goat.
Yeah.
Hey, you come a long way to be part of the podcast.
Well, that's not what his head looked like in the thing. There was like actual skin and stuff on it, but you know, this is what they sent. It was in the mail that long that he just...
I know. Well, with COVID, Australia Post have been saying that, you know, your deliveries may take a little longer.
Yeah. Poor Kev was the victim.
You could have fed him, you motherfuckers. So Australia Post, they're on my list already. Hey, they're as bad as the NASA being Nazis. They're fucking animal cruelty.
Fuck yeah. Peter, where are you at?
Yeah.
Fuck. But Kev is a good looking... He's I was going to say rooster, but he's just a goat.
He's great.
He's
great.
He's good looking rooster, but a goat. And
you're looking very confused. See, Brian, the owner of G Spot Studios here.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand Australian slang.
Rooster is just a male chicken.
Cocks, yeah, yeah. But see, in Australia, we're not going like he's a good looking cock. It just doesn't sound right. So it's a good looking rooster.
You might say he's a good looking cuck with a U. This is the strangest start to an episode we've had so far.
Well, I mean, B-Dog's dog got a sore paw and had to go to the vet. So I've been drinking for the last 3 hours waiting to do this. So there we go.
And so, I've just been staring in the hypnotizing eyes of Kev.
Kev.
Yeah.
Kev the hypno guy.
Told me to start fires and everything. I was like, calm down, Kev. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And also, we... I don't know if we mentioned it last week, but we got a bunch of email. So we posted this and then somehow it got to Outback Queensland, who saw the name Goat King.
The Deep North.
The Deep North, yeah, definitely the Deep North. But they thought Goat King was like a satanic thing.
Isn't it?
Well, it's not, but like now... With the skull, it's not really helping that
far. Yeah, of course. Kev the goat told me to burn a church.
Yeah. Jesus is a lie. Don't believe it.
Oh, that's really our Norwegian black metal fans out there.
Norwegian? And,
yeah. They love burning churches.
Yeah, more... What's another country that does that?
Pick any, really. Yeah. In the world,
Scandinavian.
Yeah, that's Norwegian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have Norway and I have the rest of them.
Okay, you can take Sweden.
Nah, I'm good. this is a strange way to start.
It's great.
I think we've got like just tired dementia.
Yeah.
You know, bloody Brian's poor dog hurt its foot and we had to wait around. I should be in bed by now.
Yeah, well, yeah. I should be stoned.
This is the spookiest episode. This is the latest that we've ever recorded.
I'm nervous. It's dark.
I'm fatigued.
I'm in Yanjibup. I feel like I'm going to get robbed. Whoa. Ryan's playing with his good looking rooster in the corner.
Like the cuck that he is. But I reckon we get the show on the road because I've got a good story. You got a good story?
I don't know. I have a story.
Well, I've got a story. But it tickled my fancy. It's got jokes in there that I like.
Well, that's a start. That's one out of a million viewers.
Well, yeah. I'm a one-man audience.
Yeah, well, you know, if you can't please yourself, who can?
Okay. I'm not going to go there. But how are we going to do this? Rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah, or? I reckon.
All right, let's go. 1, 2, 3.
Fuck.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
That was so ridiculous.
1, 2, 3. Hey, who's...
Where's the music over this, B-Dog?
Next time we'll just toss a coin. Let's just toss a coin next time.
Game of two up next time to decide.
Yeah. All right. So let me get my artwork out.
Great minds think alike.
All right.
Oh,
so,
yeah, artwork.
Yeah. So last week we decided that we were going to see if you can guess my story based on my artwork.
And the name of it.
And the name of it. And once again, I think you've got a red hot crack knowing the name of my story. But
I know you always, you make it easy for me.
All right. Ready?
Yep.
Are you ready?
No.
Okay.
Holy fuck. I'm just going to throw an oddball out here and say maybe it's called fire.
No, it's not.
Okay, so obviously Sonya.
It is called Sonya.
Man, there's a... You're fucking hell, the more I look at this. Like, how do you look at that, mate? There's a lot going on here, man. So, just quickly, yeah. I'm going to... Oh, sorry, yeah. Hey, bro, can you just put my face over this? just quickly, I'm going to assume that it's definitely about an alien or aliens.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that NASA, the little racist NASA guy with his dick out down here, was possibly going to pay for sex off Sonya, who then was like, I'm actually an alien and I'm going to fuck your NASA city up.
You know, it's crazy. You're kind of right.
And I'm going to assume that city's, is it Maine? Is that who Stephen King?
Oh, mate, yeah.
No. Yeah, so that's Maine.
No, it's not. It's fuck. Not Maine.
Where is it?
Oh, you'll find out.
Can you change it to Maine just in the story? It's not going to be that hard, surely.
No.
Mr. King will be upset. He sent us a letter saying, please write everything about Maine.
No, the location's pivotal.
Okay. Oh, there's a mountain as well. Is that a, is it Colorado?
No, that is filler.
Not at Philadelphia. Just taking a bit of room on the East Coast there. No one really cares about them. So.
Yeah, no, that was there was a lot of dead space.
There's
back
a catapult.
I'm glad you picked it out because it looks like a half a taxi when I looked at it.
And again, I'm going to say this little crab alien is Banksy of this drawing, and his little tag by Sean Conway, which you do each week. So fucking rip. Well, let's have a little listen.
Yeah. Well, actually, the story.
Yeah, have a proper look at that.
So,
golfing stuff.
Goat rituals or some shit. Yeah, just add to the vibe that this is a satanic fucking thing. But so for those of you that don't know, we had to postpone recording this episode because old Marshmallow here had to spend time with his wife for his anniversary.
Yeah.
So I thought it'd be only fitting to do a rom-com.
Well, we have definitely not done a rom-com yet.
Nah,
we've had bigger dicks on the show. It's a good looking rooster.
Hey man, you should have seen fucking you should have seen Kev's dick, mate. That used to be massive. Kev. That's the greatest tragedy.
Baby headed Kev.
Kev was a dick that had a goat attached to it.
Oh, Kev.
Yeah. Alright, so as you guessed, the story's called Sonya.
Beautiful.
All right. I should do the Anchorman, you know, that. The blueberry was on fire. The blueberry was on fire. Okay, ready? This is my story, Sonya. The agent waited in the car, anxiously trying to muster up the courage to walk to her front door. Every moment he hesitated resulted in more lives being lost. The military did its best to take down the beast, but their artillery was no match for this intergalactic threat. Scientists from around the world were working out a way to defeat the beast. The space creature only landed a few days earlier, but had consumed most of the population of Japan, and disappeared into the ocean before reappearing in Kenya to continue the devastation. With its gigantic mouth, thin neck and crab-like body, the beast consumed these nations with ease, and if scientists didn't find a way to defeat the creature soon, then it would be them in the belly of the beast. Jerry, the 18-year-old NASA genius and sex freak, entered the boardroom with an idea on how to defeat the space monster. He dropped the blueprints on the table and looked at the president with those eyes that people who engage in freaky weird sex shit have. He said, "We need Sonya," he said. The agent finished his cigarette, took a swig of scotch from his flask, and headed for Sonya's front door. The agent gave six loud, friendly knocks. Boom, 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 boom. The agent grabbed his pistol as the house began to shake violently. Thinking the house was cursed, the agent ran back to his van. "Where are you going?" A voice from the front door screamed. The agent turned and was gobsmacked when he saw her. all 850 kilos of her. It was Sonia, the world's fattest prostitute. When Jerry was not being a sex freak, he put his mind to use on how to defeat the beast. Why was the beast only attacking these skinny nations? He thought. Then it clicked. The answer had been in front of him the entire time. Its narrow neck. He could not consume people of girth. He explained his idea to the president, suggesting even if the beast could theoretically consume Sonia, her STDs would destroy the beast from the inside out. How do you even know about this chick? The president said with disgust. I'm freaky like that. Jerry responded in a freaky sex pesty way. The military set up a giant magic mirrors off the coast of Florida to make Sonia's gigantic fat ass look edible, using skinny prisoners as bait to lure the creature to Sonia. The beast made short work of the prisoners and arrived at its main course. The beast wrapped its gigantic jaw around Sonia, but its gigantic head was unable to pick her up. The plan had failed. Get her to the catapult, Jerry screamed. NASA put Sonia into it. NASA put Sonia in their super sophisticated catapult and fired her at the creature's throat, slowly killing the beast as Jerry watched from the shore, trying to hide his erection. Sonia was rewarded for her bravery with a lifetime supply of Twinkies. Jerry quit NASA and married Sonia. The new couple opened their own film studio and lived out their lives, making the most unwatchable porn in the galaxy.
All right. Couple of things. We established last week that NASA were Nazis, so yeah. I'm glad you decided to
go back. Jerry was smart enough to know. He got out when the going was good.
Is he Jerry from My Story last week who was a real sicko?
No,
as
I didn't
well?
Think that. I don't know where the name came.
See, he was a sicko as well, like, but he was more of a creepy sicko, not like just, you know, yeah, he got back to sex.
Yeah.
Deviant.
Yeah. I don't know if there's actually anybody that weighs 850 kilos.
Nah, probably not. It was
can you check the weight of the world's fattest prostitute? I want to check that out.
Oh, fuck. It was brilliant, man. It's fucking ridiculous.
I'm glad you like it because you and your relationship inspired it. That's my anniversary gift.
A rom-com for me and my wife written by Sean Conway.
And, you know, every great rom-com has a space monster and fat prostitutes in it.
Nah, it's good. It's a happy ending for everyone. Like, it's, you know, deep moment. It's proof there's love out there for everyone.
Yeah. Sure.
True love. So.
And there's also a bit of continuity issues between the painting and the story. In the story, Jerry tries to hide his erection.
And the painting is whipped out.
It's whipped out, man.
It's out there. Yeah. Also, NASA using a catapult was pretty good.
Oh, super sophisticated.
Oh, super sophisticated.
NASA's super sophisticated like, catapult. Ragged. Which, I don't know, in my head, it like reads naturally, but when I write on the page and then try to repeat it.
Holy shit. Sorry, man, I just got distracted.
Is that I don't want to say if that's a dude or a chick, but that is.
Don't get cancelled here, bro.
Too late.
Put it away, Brian. This is going. This
Wait,
is going.
What was the name?
Hey, when you get asked a question, you got to respond, Brian. Otherwise, there's going to be awkward silence.
Sorry,
we're also, you know, it'd be
John Brower Minnick.
He was a prostitute.
635 kilos.
I was like, 200 off.
Yeah.
Also, when there's like an awkward pause. Like, we're waiting for Brian to answer. We should have that fat guy music where he's like, wah, 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 wah,
just have a little bee on my shoulder.
Wah, 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 wah. I'm allowed to say that because I'm a big fat dude. And it's,
Hey, man, that's self-shaming. Cancel yourself.
Self-fat shaming. Yeah.
Come on, man. I'm just trying to give you some advice
I'll just
here,
leave.
Right?
I've cancelled myself. I've taken it too far.
Just give you some friendly advice.
Oh, shit.
Australia made the list.
Yeah?
Oh, 4-6. Yeah. Yeah, but that's not surprising. Have a look at Australians, hey? Like,
wow.
About 40 of these are American. So.
Yeah, but that's not surprising either.
Yeah.
You're actually the fittest American I've ever seen in real life.
And also the Australian guy is just an American immigrant.
Oh.
So I hope you enjoyed.
Oh, they put Big Pun in this list.
Is he a rapper?
Yeah, Big Pun.
With Big Joe.
No, Fat Joe's
a Fat Joe.
Guy.
No, but they were like.
You don't put them together because they're fat.
No, but Big Joe had a sidekick who was even fatter.
Fat, I don't. No. Sonia.
Sonia, 850 kilos. There's going to be like, what are they called?
It'll happen eventually.
Like people that deliberately gain weight.
Oh, like,
and they'll be like,
man. Have you seen like feeders? Dude, yeah. Oh man, that's fucking wild.
Yeah, but so, it's just like, I'm not fucking, Jerry, I'm only 620 kilos, but that, the goat rider, the goat
said
king
I could get to 850 if I
they
tried.
They set the bar and I was
listen, like, if you're over, I'm just chucking out a weight here. Let's say if you're over 195 kilos, I aim for it, go for it. And if you make it, we'll get you on the show.
Wait,
maybe not on this couch. We might need a trailer. But
wait, which way do you want to go?
Up, like 850.
Oh, you want to go
up?
Yeah,
yeah. Big is beautiful, bro.
I don't know, man. It's kind of like if you're 185 kilos or 100.
There's a lot of difference at 10 kilos.
Apologies for all you skinny 185 kilo people, but it's it's a big jump north going to 850.
Yeah, but you got to dream. You got to try for things. About 8 weeks ago, I didn't have a podcast. And now I'm doing the 7th episode. So, come on.
That's a weird analogy to
use. At 8 weeks ago, I was getting drunk and fucking around a fire. Here we are.
If I can have a podcast that has 7 episodes, then you can put on
100 kilos per episode. Fucking, just sort it out. You fucking quitters.
Quitters.
So on that note, let's have a look at my
This is a this is somewhat the most inspiring episode we've done. You can do it.
This episode is brought to you by Not Weight Watchers.
It's funny that you're talking the way that you're talking because I watched a lot of what's his name today? Who's the
Who knows what you're
the guy with the big head?
Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins. Yeah.
Oh, don't do that, but you'll become a weird fucking. You'll get all motivated and shit.
No, but this is what this podcast has turned into. Like we're saying, if you're 195 kilos,
you can do it.
You can fucking get to 850, and then just sell yourself as a prostitute.
Oh, but yeah, if you want to.
Yeah.
You can do a lot of things. You can get people to wash you for you, I suppose. People would pay money for that. If I was 800 like kilos, sexy? I'd be like, come on, just like, it'd be fun.
You can shower me for money.
I feel like we might have gone way too far. I apologize if for anyone under 195 kilos, but for the rest of you, aim high. So here's my drawing, Sean.
Well, as a fat guy, I accept your apology.
There you go. Have a. Yeah, you can actually grab that. Right, take a look.
Okay.
So this drawing is very much like my story where I just got backed into a corner and just fucking went with it.
I actually know the title of this. I'm going to guess it's called Heist.
Oh, it is because I emailed it to you. Why are you being a buffalo?
What are you doing?
It's the only animal that weighs 825 kilos.
Oh, exactly. Because there's bigger ones, obviously.
Yeah, that's obviously there's bigger.
But that's its net weight.
Yeah, that's their average weight.
Sonia, in all her glory.
I thought you were just looking for fat animals, and it's like I'm surprised you didn't look at elephants first. Nature's Sonia.
Sonia Fent. Have you ever watched the movie Tusk?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll watch it later.
The Kevin Smith movie.
Just watch it later, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to my piece of amazing art.
Oh, so it's the scotch. And I'm going to say a monkey.
Yeah, wow. I've never drawn a monkey in my life. I think I failed, but you guessed it.
Looks like all your faces look like they're zombies.
Yeah.
Like nightmares. Yeah. Like you draw nightmares.
That's how I see
There's no
everyone
eyes.
In my life. So. Yeah.
It also looks like your monkey has had the thing in the lips. What's this?
Filler?
Filler, what's this, sir? I was going to say liposuction.
Botox?
No, that's north of the mouth to the forehead.
No, yeah, that's filler, isn't it?
It's like Botox, but it's different.
Filler. Dr. Brian, LA plastic surgeon. In the No, because monkeys have like the little monkey face. Yeah?
Well, you got the ears. I'll give you the ears.
This is the only reason why I can tell.
He's got a pigtail. For some reason.
No, monkeys have curly tails. Have you never played that monkey game where you connect them up into the barrel?
Barrel monkeys. You know, the barrel wood monkey.
Barrel wood monkey.
Is this a crown?
No, that's actually supposed to be a dog, but I lost control of the drawing. So, look, have a little closer. It's a puppy. It's just a very sharp puppy.
Yeah. It's...
Because I didn't leave enough space.
Yeah, I could...
Like, which is weird because there's a lot of page that I didn't use and just covered in.
It's like one of those where you get like, it looks like Pikachu, but like, you know, where if you get an image and you like kind of squash it
like
and
a magic mirror.
No, kind of.
Yeah.
But like you squash the image and it's like distorts the image.
Yeah, Beta, have some input here, Brian. What do you reckon? You know what's going on there?
I haven't even got to the dude yet.
Well, you know, he's looking. You can talk. People need to be entertained.
He has a haircut.
I like that this monkey has DSLs.
What?
Dick sucking lips.
Fuck. All right.
He's not a prostitute, funnily enough.
No. So, well, we.
Yeah, and all right, the guy. So, can you tell what's going on with the guy?
Well, you've either. He's either holding a gun.
It's a gun.
Or a flare gun.
Nah, it's a gun, but I was fucking drunk. And I was just like scribbling, like, I don't fucking do. And then I hated it. And then I woke up like, nah, fuck, you know, I'm just going to roll with it. I'm just going to go for it.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's when you do art, you can just do what the fuck you want and say that's what it is.
If I didn't know the title was Heist, I would think this is like the first scene from Planets of the Apes, like the new ones.
But he's a rich monkey. There was no rich monkeys in the Planet of the Apes, was there?
Well, I'm surprised you didn't go with like, what?
I was just behaving with the mic. So.
If you need to put like some X-File music when he starts like talking about things that might be conspiracies that are definitely not conspiracies. You know, the monkeys, they know what's going on, the rich monkeys. Have you ever seen a bank monkey with a bank account?
Have you?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah, where are they keeping their money?
Sorry. Money's a monkey without a K.
Oh, shit.
That's why it's got a couple of K.
Yeah. This is just, you know. All right. Well, my theory, the image kind of looks like the first scene from